Hello, welcome, and happy holidays. This is the Multimedia Men podcast, episode number 17.
Yeah! Woo!
Wait, you changed the thing there.
It's Christmas.
I changed it. I always change things. Keep you on your toes.
He flipped the word a lot.
I thought we were
It flipped you.
And then you went, yeah! And I was like, did we just have like a Anchorman moment?
We did. We had an Anchorman moment. I'm Brian Kluger. Right. I'm with Andrew Conway.
Yes, you are.
Gwen Reyes.
Hello.
Adam Conway.
What?
And Gadi Elkan.
What? Indeed.
In the butt.
So I think for...
Danny Boyle still wins.
We just got done with our bracket.
Can't put this part first.
We're pretty much... we're
Or does he?
We just got into a huge fight.
Worst.
Were lost. Blood was shed. Hair was pulled.
Worst.
Oh, I liked it.
I know you liked it.
Were removed.
So did I. But
we're bringing Don Ducking back again.
Yes, we are. We're all pantless now since we've had a few glasses of scotch. But our next podcast, the one in our future, we'll talk about the best films of 2013. But in this one, our number 17 podcast, we'll talk about the worst films.
Worst movie.
So we've all.
I like to call them the most excruciating cinematic experience.
Yes,
one. Oh, I love that title.
Yeah.
That we had to watch. These are movies we had to watch.
This is like a drinking game.
So
a lot of
you people out there listening to us are probably saying, like, man, film critics and movie critics.
It's
so amazing. Y'all have a fun job, but I'll tell you this, you get the good with the bad.
2012.
You have to get the good with the bad. Like you can see Anchorman, you can see Gravity, but then you have to see like One Direction documentary. You have to see Smurfs 2.
Did you see the One Direction documentary
twice? Yes.
How sad are you?
So
is that on your worst list? Oh,
did you like it better the second time?
Do you want a hug?
Yeah, I do want a hug.
Isn't it getting better every time?
It just gets better every time. You notice different things.
Only because you hate it more.
So, we all made our top 10 list or so, and the ones that sort of we all picked the same. Grown Ups 2 was one that we pretty much all picked. Smurfs 2 was one that we all picked.
Can I say something about Grown Ups 2?
I almost left it
off
the list.
It's better than the original.
Oh, yeah. I don't think so.
I mean, the first.
That was my number 10 on the worst list, and so it was barely on my worst list.
The only good part is the end. The party scene was the best part of the movie.
I don't think so.
In a
only scene I laughed, there are two lines of dialogue that I laughed in. They were just throwaways. But also, Only God Forgives was one that we all...
Never saw it.
All came after.
I had such high hopes for that film.
I interviewed Nicholas Winding Refn for that movie, and then he hung up on me within a minute of our conversation.
Is that because you told him to suck it?
You tell him you hated synth pop? That's probably why, right?
No. None of those were the reasons.
So, and Hangover 3 was also one that Hangover 3 and After Earth were ones that got worse lists. However,
what is with the way they talked in After Earth? Come on.
However, I'm going to say After Earth didn't make my list because I thought it was a definite step in the right direction for M. Night Shyamalan. It's not a great movie, but it's not a terrible movie
terrible.
Either.
All right, my brain just failed. That is a shitty film for me.
It is not a shitty film.
That is a shitty film from M. Night.
No,
that is a shitty film from M. Night.
The Lady in the Water
is a better film than After Earth.
Not at all.
Much better film. Paul Giamatti does more acting than the entire cast of After Earth.
I disagree.
That was a great premise.
But
the retelling of that was beautiful.
But
you're full of shit.
Gangster Squad.
I'd rather watch the Village.
Gangster Squad also made a list, that was one movie everybody was really looking forward to. Was Gangster Squad?
Yeah.
And that's
such a disappointment.
Well, we should have all known when they used a shooting in a movie theater as a reason to push.
But
the
that's
film
not
back
that's not
years.
The reason why. That was publicity. That movie sucked long before that.
But Sean Penn was like a Dick Tracy villain in that movie.
Yeah, and if you know about Mickey Cohen, go watch Mob City and you'll get a real fucking perspective.
And then Ryan Gosling's choice to use that voice.
Yeah, it was bad.
Every scene he's in is horrible.
Hangover 3 made our worst list because it really wasn't a Hangover movie. It was Hangover 3 without a hangover. It was terrible.
Way too much.
And
I thought it was better than the second one.
I like second one better
second
than the third
one. Was
one.
Funnier than, I didn't laugh at all.
It was like the same movie as the first one. Runner also made the worst list. It just was poorly executed.
I
it could have been a great.
So much I forgot.
I didn't
it
see
could
it.
Have been a great.
I didn't even get to it.
It was so bad, I forgot I watched it.
Ben Affleck and Justin Timberlake.
It had a great setup. It had a great
you
setup.
See that movie.
It was just executed poorly.
I can't
poorly.
Believe you guys.
So now I'm Gwen. I'm going to talk to you for a second.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Gwen.
Why do you have Oblivion, Star Trek Into Darkness?
You know
your,
what? I'll
your...
jump in front of her about Star Trek Into Darkness. Compared to the
you
first
know,
one,
how
sucks.
Is that the worst Ryan movie
talking
of?
Talking to me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How is
Don't
Star
break
Trek?
Again.
How is Dark?
I'm gonna break our relationship.
How is Star Trek Into Darkness in the top
Mostly
10 worst
because
movies?
Of exactly
That's not
what...
true.
No,
Lone Ranger. The Lone Ranger
should have been on this list.
And Pain and Gain were worse. And Oz the Great
yeah,
and Powerful
you
were
put
worse.
Those movies on your
Actually,
I
put Pain
those
and Gain
on there.
Pretty good.
Oz, Great and Powerful, Lone Ranger.
Yeah, Pain you don't. Nobody on this list has Lone Ranger.
Pain and Gain. That's crazy.
No one saw that. Movie. I didn't see
I
that.
I thought
movie.
It was okay.
It was
I
liked terrible.
Okay, Brian's talking to me.
Why Star Trek Darkness? It's a great movie.
Okay,
J.J. Abrams
I will
apologized.
Tell you why. Because exactly what Gotti just suggested, which was it was not as good as the first one. It was a rehashing of the first film. We didn't need to have it. All of this stuff, all the things that were happening with Khan and with. The guy that had all the issues, I can't remember his name now, because I don't care. They did not need to happen in that film. Like, everything that was happening with Enterprise was like a completely separate story. And it was just missed opportunities left and right. I was anticipating that film so much. I was so happy about seeing Star Trek. I did multiple conversations with people in podcasts where they were talking about it. I'd pull my earbuds out so I would not get it spoiled. And I don't care about spoilers.
Oh, yeah.
And then I sat there and I was so disappointed.
Because of the whole Khan thing?
No, because they didn't use him well enough. They didn't flesh out his character mm-hmm. enough. They didn't use the story well enough.
But so...
And they lied. And it goes back to what we had. My issue with Seth MacFarlane is lying about the whole thing. You could have just said, yeah, he's Khan, and we're cool
But
with
J.J. Abrams came out and said
he apologized.
That,
yeah,
he apologized
six
for
months
the whole
later.
Thing. But let me talk to you about Khan, the whole thing. It wasn't a movie about Khan. It was a movie about Spock and Kirk.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
No,
absolutely. No, it wasn't.
No,
it
wasn't.
Because
in the
original... The first one was.
Yes, the second one.
The first
one
was. And that's why it was
resolved.
So good. This is Khan's film,
no.
And you know it.
Yes.
No.
Star Trek
the
2
issues,
is the wrath of
the
Khan, not a bullshit
had?
Bitching
Thank
fight
you.
Between two little
the
fucking crybabies. Khan was
and
a great villain.
And were already resolved in the first film. We don't need to rehash
no,
that
not
bullshit.
No, the black bitch. Give him that. He
it
won.
Was bullshit.
The first film was bringing everybody together, finally. And introduced
we already
her.
Had it together.
But Spock
already
and
together.
Kirk did not have the relationship.
They did. They were like, we're BFFs.
And in the original movie, Wrath of Khan, Khan already knew everybody and was after them. In this one, he's not.
You know why, though? Because in the TV series, he had killed off multiple Federation
people.
So
that was the issue, was that you have two completely separate stories happening. We could have just as easily followed the issue of Kirk and Spock learning to trust each other as we could have followed Khan dealing with the fact that all of his people have been taken advantage of.
Yeah.
And it was bullshit.
But in another film, Khan's coming back and it's going to be a Khan film and not
Right showing. There, that's your reason why I hate it more. Because you have to go to a third film to get Khan to be himself.
But hated the.
You had an entire film to give us the brilliance.
But it's not the worst film of the year.
Yeah, there's no
time.
Way it's entirely
the
worst
elements
film.
Of the film that's.
No,
right.
No, you know
no,
why
I
it is? Because
of
the. I went. Okay.
Starfleet involved.
No, no, but the reason why it is a worse film, and I'll say this.
There's no way
for
it's
a guy
the
who hates. Comic book films to the level that they've become. I go into films. You know I go into certain films and I'm like, I hate this film. I went into Star Trek the same way Gwen did. I thought, oh my God, they're going to do Wrath of Khan with Cumberbatch. And he's going to
be
on screen for 40 minutes and he's going to kill people. And you know what? He's going to kill one of the main characters waiting for Sulu's bitch ass to get blown up. None of that shit happened. Instead, I got 20 minutes of a brilliant actor... Did he fucker? Like Spock died in 3? No,
Spock
he did.
Died, even when I watch this now, 30 years later after that film came out, I still believe Spock died. Do I believe Kirk died?
And that's
no.
why when Spock is resurrected, it's like, wow, that's brilliant. Even though that movie wasn't that good. But the point is,
the
you have so much gold and you've got so much anticipation and you give us a flat film.
It
that
wasn't.
Angers me more than Lone Ranger being a
because
slow,
I knew
boring
going
film.
Into Lone Ranger Rangers was going to be a bad movie.
Yeah, I wanted Lone Ranger. How did
I
get Lone Ranger
expecting
looking?
It to be at the quality and the caliber of the first one, and it wasn't. And that's why I put it as a worst film.
Damn, right.
Okay.
I didn't.
I disagree with you both on Star Trek, but I want to know why Oblivion, because I thought Oblivion was pretty decent.
I didn't put Oblivion on my list.
I didn't like Bolivian.
Oblivion.
Bolivian. Bolivian's different than Oblivion. I hate the Bolivian.
Brazil's a good movie.
Okay,
though.
So the best part of Oblivion for me was getting to see it in the Atmos Theater at the Luxor.
I saw it. I saw it there.
That's the best part of that film.
So the sound went above your head.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Like, all the things happening because of the reaction in the theater was more interesting to me than the actual film.
I think the only thing
and
that...
And I have a huge problem with the end of them having this whole story, and then there's clones, and then he dies... And then his wife is pregnant with another baby, and then second clone comes back and is like, we can just resume our life as it is. I hated that.
It's Tom Cruise, first of all, so they're not going to kill him off. Second of all, I think the only bad point about...
They killed like 20 of them.
Yeah, but the second part of Oblivion, it's that Kaczynski wanted like every sci-fi genre into one film. There was like just... Everything into one.
The ending was weak, but overall, I think it was a good
film. It was a great film.
A good attempt.
Yeah.
It was definitely a good attempt.
But he had,
better than a lot of other movies.
I think the saying it's a good attempt works if it's a first director.
Yeah.
He did,
exactly.
He did Tron Legacy, which I really enjoy.
I didn't really like
it. And that was a good first attempt because that was a first film.
Yeah. Oblivion was.
Oblivion is not a first attempt.
And now I want to move on to Gotti.
Damn right,
and
you
Gwyn.
Do.
I want to move on to Gotti and Gwyn with Man of Steel. This is this is asinine how Man of Steel is in your worst list because it's definitely not.
I've seen it twice.
I'll give you eight reasons why I hated it.
Give me eight reasons.
Okay. Reason number one, there's not enough Kansas in the backstory. We need that story. I'm sorry.
It's throughout the entire thing.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
That was my issue.
No,
it's
not.
The linearness of this film is ridiculous because nothing
the cutting
works.
Of it up
well,
like
Zack
that.
Snyder, though.
And you know what? That's my problem. Zack Snyder is problem number two. His films are not that good.
It's definitely a horrible movie, but it's not my worst.
If Nolan did this film, he wouldn't be a bitch about it. He would show us what's going on. Zack Snyder has to cut right before every good damn moment you get a chance. Number two, when you take a Jesus figure like Superman, which he is a Christ-like figure,
really?
And you turn him into a murderer, you take away all elements of me loving him. And believing in
but
him.
But he's not Superman yet. They don't even refer to him as Superman in the movie.
And that's a problem.
That's not a problem.
Yes, it is.
It's an origin.
The lineage of him only becoming Daily Planet after he's killed these galactic villains that come down and destroy so much stuff. No one knows there's a superhero.
Did he kill any of these galactic villains?
Yes, he did. He killed Michael Shannon.
He killed
and that's a damn issue.
Michael Shannon.
Michael Shannon.
Fuck y'all. Michael Shannon is the actor, not Michael.
He's messing with
old
you.
Fuckers.
Zod.
Number two.
He killed
or
Michael
number
Shannon
four on my
that
list of reasons why I hated this movie. Oh my God.
You can't
the only that. Quality thing in this film is the music.
There was no other way, Gotti.
Hans Zimmer?
He had to kill him.
Hans is the only reason why you should see this film. His score is brilliant.
I
and
disagree.
It's not a rehash of any of his previous ones. The opening where we get to meet him as like full-bodied man was brilliantly music. Brilliant.
I like Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner is great.
Kevin Costner's
Henry
not that
Cavill
good.
That goes back to what Gotti's saying.
His death
not enough time in Kansas.
Kevin Costner's death.
I thought Kansas was
and let's get to fucking Russell Crowe, which is
good.
Reasons fucking 6, 7, and 8. First of all, you're not Marlon Brando, asshole.
Nobody
don't
is.
Don't try and copy his
he
fucking
was good.
Voice. No, he wasn't.
He didn't copy his
yes,
voice.
Yes, he did. He copied his mannerisms and his voice whenever he was being stoic when the planet was dying. That was all gay. It was cheesy as all hell. Number two, when he becomes a computer-operated ghost.
That was
let's
like
talk about that
it's
bullshit.
He's like the
he is a ghost of the ship. That is why when the ship dies, his ass, thank God, goes away. How did he tell that woman, Lois, to move?
He's part of the ship. He's
bullshit!
But
he's not a part of the ship!
He even acknowledges the fact that there's only like so many things that he's pre-recorded. Like he's like the Suri of that ship. So how does he even know?
How does he know who he's talking to?
Because he can see him.
He is ludicrous.
It's so over the top. It's
Superman.
Ridiculous. No, it's not. Where is Kryptonite? Where is the fucking... Where is so much of Superman? We don't see Superman.
It's
we get
a good movie.
We get Wolverine
sure,
instead. That's who we get. We get a bushy fucking idiot.
I would like to just put in there that his beard was delightful.
Henry Cavill was a great
Superman.
Henry Cavill was great.
He's the worst Superman to date.
No,
he's Dean Cain.
Not at all. He's the best to Christopher Reeves.
He didn't say a single word. The best to Christopher Lloyd?
Reeves, not Lloyd.
Lloyd? I disagree completely.
I feel like
he doesn't
Amy
do
Adams
anything.
The worst
he's amazing.
Lloyd.
Your worst parts.
Oh, see, I can
no,
love
no,
I
face.
Love
so
Amy Adams.
No chemistry.
No chemistry, but I liked Amy Adams as.
Yeah,
as,
it was a long way that finally
she
got to do
strong.
Stuff.
She was strong.
I saw no attraction whatsoever between them.
That's a blogger.
I didn't buy it.
Invited by the government to go to Antarctica.
Nope.
Bullshit.
Let me
bullshit.
Goes back.
Thank you. That's always been a problem with me.
Yeah. How the
so
fuck does
it
work?
That is the top secret. Oh, you're coming on this top secret mission where all we have to do is turn a knob, but no one knows how to do it except for you. Oh, but you can't do it. Oh, you forgot how to do it.
Thank
oh,
you.
Let me come in here. I'm a scientist.
It. Why don't you get it, Brian?
It's a bad movie, but it's not the worst movie.
Yes, it
year.
Is.
It's
not
a bad movie.
You know why
it's
the worst film of the year? Maybe
I also don't think you got the movie.
No, bullshit. I got the whole film.
You did not get the
movie.
I
didn't get that.
You watch it again.
Super
watch it again.
No, bullshit.
With the director's
it's
commentary.
It's called anticipation. It's
okay?
The same argument. It's the same argument. I went into Superman expecting something brilliant, and I got
really?
Trash.
Yeah, it's Zack Snyder directing it. How could you?
Nolan had his name on this. Nolan had his name on this. And you know what Nolan said? We shouldn't kill Superman shouldn't become a killer in the end. And they still fucking did it. That's reason number 10 and the final reason. Zack Snyder, you're an idiot. An idiot. You don't make Superman a killer. He's not Batman.
He's
period.
Not Superman yet. He is an alien.
Then
from
who is
planet.
He? A fucking annoying
he
alien? Bring in the Green Goblin.
He doesn't know who
he
is yet.
He is Superman.
There's
he,
some great.
It means hope.
It means hope.
Yeah, then he kills
you
hope.
Definitely see
he doesn't kill
literally
hope.
Literally kills
Nolan
hope.
Had
he's a hope
his
he is not.
Voice on several aspects of the film, but overall it's bad.
A little bit.
I hate it.
I felt when I left that movie, I thought I'd been robbed of giving me the Superman I expected. When I saw Batman Begins, I went into that movie thinking I don't want to see another Batman. No. And I was utterly blown away by the Batman I was given. And I was imagining that it would not work. And I was completely brought into it because he gave me all the elements that Zack Snyder steals for this movie. But he never gives me the coming together of the character.
You don't get the payoff.
We don't get Superman like you said.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
He doesn't
end,
become
do.
The Superman you want, though.
By becoming a killer? How is Superman the Man of Steel? Why does he have to kill is my only question. If he is able to keep Zod alive in that scene, the movie is a much better film.
It's because the audience
that
is watching
this
film.
Because we're going to have the potential for Zod to be back for two minutes.
Man of Steel should not have to have the human mind in thinking that I don't
but
need
to. But you two just said that having the same villain in the second or another film was bad.
This was Zod's film. Having the same villain?
Star Trek as far
no,
as...
No,
no.
I wanted Khan to be in the film 40 minutes, not 25. You're wrong on that argument.
I wanted Khan.
Khan needed to be the film. Star Trek Into Darkness is not about
Star
Khan.
Star Trek Into Darkness is two separate films squeezed into one film, and it doesn't make any difference.
And I'll go ahead and say this. Man of Steel is it has more elements of likability than Star Trek Into Darkness.
I still think
the problem is
still, it wasn't the Superman you were thinking. It was him becoming Superman.
It very much was the Superman I wanted to see, but it was not given the true Superman.
It did come together
element.
The way that you hoped it would.
No, and
another
element.
That's why it's a disappointment. That's why it's a worse film.
That's
not because it's because
not
for my reaction.
That could be your biggest
it.
Disappointment of the year, but not necessarily the worst film.
No, it was the worst.
It's
film.
Not a top
because
10.
It is my biggest disappointment to me. It is a worse film.
Okay.
That's the argument we make. Because our anticipation for the film is so high, it defeats all the shitty films that are made.
I think
Smurfs 2 is a worse film, but I didn't put it on my I didn't put it on my list compared to Man of Steel.
Which
because
is
lazy. No, because I knew going into Smurfs 2, this is gonna be shit. And it was. When I went into Man of Steel, I was praying that Nolan's touch was on it, and it wasn't.
And God doesn't know what the
I disagree with you two, but we're moving on.
Thank you, Gwen. You're
Cheers, friend.
And you know, thank you for making our argument better.
Thank you for being a good shoulder.
Yeah.
Dude. Okay. Some of you picked movie 43 as the worst film. I didn't because I actually enjoyed movie 43.
That's horrible.
Because I like Amazon Women on the Moon. I like Kentucky Fried Movie. Even though movie 43 tried to be like the sketch comedy, it went more for the gross out factor more than straight comedy.
I think the only best part of it, Hugh Jackman's... Yes. Vignette was hilarious. I think that's the only one I really laughed my ass off.
Adam
falls on the chair.
Aren't you sick of those movies, though?
Yeah.
I like sketch movies.
Why?
Amazon Woman on the Moon is classic, and it's great. And there hasn't been one in a while,
it's
and I'm
so
glad that's there.
Well, because it's really hard to pull off because you have the ups and downs of each sketch, so.
Agreed. Adam and I saw a movie this year, which I think is my number one. It's called The Grandmaster, which for some reason made the best of DFW critics.
For the foreign films, yeah. It was
probably
terrible.
They didn't
and I asked Frank
Svitek
about that, and he was so mad.
The Grandmaster,
when
Adam and I...
There were two people in that theater.
Adam and I saw The Grandmaster together. We sat next to each other. It was during the Asian Film Fest.
Did y'all hold hands?
We started MST3K in it out loud during the movie.
It's supposed to be, the life
it was,
of Ip Man, the guy who trained
from
Run
DMC.
Yeah, and Ip Man's great.
And the Ip Man series does way far better than this. This was basically a whole bunch of slow motion shots of them eating rice.
The whole movie was slow
blowing
motion.
Blowing out a candle. It's
the
like,
fight choreography was awful.
Yeah, it's like, why have slow mo?
It's like we all know the Grandmaster blows. No one's going to argue with you.
There are
it's
lot
on three of y'all's
that goes
list.
Back to, what I'd like to point out is that goes back to a good example of a film that a lot of people were excited about and anticipating and how shitty it was in the end.
Because Wong Kar Wai is not a bad actor.
Well, what about like...
He's a good
Jack
director.
Jack Chancellor, that's on my list. That was a movie everyone was like, oh my God, this is going to be amazing.
What?
I loved that movie.
Jack the Giant.
I liked that movie too.
It was horrible.
Ewan McGregor was great.
It was so bad.
Nicholas is great.
So the two twins are disagreeing on Jack the Giant Slayer. One loves it, one hates it.
Yeah, I like Jack the Giant Slayer.
It was bad.
It was way better than everyone.
Yeah,
no,
it was good.
I didn't
it wasn't
like
way better
than Ewan McGregor.
I saw it three times. It was horrible.
I loved
it. I didn't like
great
him.
Facial hair
Ewan McGregor was great in it.
He had great.
I like Nick in it.
He might have been the best thing.
Good.
I'm with you. I liked Jackie Johnson.
Gwen,
yes.
A writer of mine, Love, gave like a 4.5 out of 5 to The Counselor. Why is it on your worst list? The Counselor.
I will tell you. I don't know why that was. I thought you were going to say Romeo and Juliet, and I was so excited about talking about how much I hated that
Can
movie.
We talk about that?
We will.
Like,
oh, but talk to Counselor.
Bleh.
By the way, Gwen just tore her paper
I
in
did,
half.
But
she
not
got
even
so
like weird. Really impressively. Like just like the saddest tear.
I want to talk about the bad.
But hold on.
It's like
on.
A bad night, like a bad one night stand sort of tear. Like it's terrible.
Sad. But why Counselor? Because there's a couple people that really liked it. Because
oh,
I like Cormac McCarthy.
Okay, I
didn't see it, so I couldn't judge him.
I love Cormac McCarthy as an author. What I felt was the biggest problem with that
and a
though,
sex symbol.
What
he's 80, dog.
Yeah, he's really gross. what I thought
way.
Was the biggest problem was that he decided, you know, he's been asked to do a, he's been asked to write a script, and he took his whole idea of how he writes his prose and applied it to a script, and it's just a series of monologues, and it was terrible, and it was boring, and I felt like, I normally feel like the idiot when I go see movies, because I'm like, comprehension is really hard for me, apparently, but I remember sitting with Daddy, and at one point, he was just like, what the fuck is happening? And I was like, thank you. I am so bored and have
I know
no
most
idea
people
what
hated
that.
It.
I hated it.
But it wasn't on Gotti's list.
Only because I think production value wise,
it's a
beautiful
it's a
film.
It's a beautiful film,
it's
but
a beautiful
that has
film.
Nothing to do with the plot. The plot makes no sense. The most
Benicio's
like,
character is good.
But the thing that like lasts from that film is the whole story of him telling about
Benicio,
Cameron
Javier
Diaz's
Bardem.
Catfish
yeah, I was like,
vagina.
I don't think Benicio del Toro was in that movie, but...
Oh, I'm sorry, Javier Bardem. And so Javier Bardem's story about Cameron Diaz's catfish vagina and how that's like the most interesting thing. And I'm like, that's so fucking gross. And why do we have to degrade women that badly that we have to say a woman's sexuality... who's doing something where she thinks that she's, you know, she's challenging the man, but she's also really sexually attracted to him. And now we're presenting this as something that's horrific and scary and gross. And it just said to me, 80-year-old
sounds
man
like
who doesn't understand anything.
Yeah, when's the last time Cormac got on some nice snatch? Because he hadn't been seeing some good snatch.
He hasn't hit that snapper in a while.
Because
yeah.
We all know that Cameron Diaz's snatch is not even hairy enough
would,
to look like a fucking
I would take it.
I imagine there's like some curtains on it or something. I don't know. But
lovable curtains that you would love
use,
to be.
They use that her snatch in the movie Big Fish, didn't they?
No, they don't, asshole. All right. No, let's one more argument for why The Counselor is a bad film, but also why it's a decent film. The reason why it's a bad film, and the reason why when I said that I believed it, was that Cormac McCarthy, in his writing as an author, has given us some of the most believable drug dealers and villains in history. No Country for Old Men. I believe that those characters are real.
Did you say Cormac McCarthy? McCarthy.
He understands the reality of the drug dealing industry. And he has this brilliant character of Cameron Diaz, who's based very much on some real drug dealers.
But her character was so interesting.
And it was a very fleshed out character, and they turned her into a joke. And I thought of all of the characters, she was the only one that made sense. There was a kingpin in the cartel scene in Mexico, Esmeralda, whatever. You can Google her. That was exactly like Cameron Diaz.
The cocaine queen was the same chick. Interesting. And I would even border to say that Penelope Cruz's character was interesting. All the men in that film were
so fake,
so bland, so boring, so pathetic.
Yeah.
Then how am I supposed to expect?
Why does Michael Fassbender cry at the end? He's dating
a
girl he doesn't love.
Who is he? Like none of us even know what he's doing.
He's the title character.
So it was a bad movie,
and we never met him. The only reason why it's not in my worst list. It's because visually,
it's good.
It's stunning.
It was an excruciating
Ridley film. Scott can make a film.
I left and had to drink after that movie because it was.
That's
so
great. We need to move on.
Okay, before we get to Romeo and Juliet, I want to know why Adam's
beautiful creatures,
and why it's Gwen's favorite movie. Why it's your worst movie?
Creatures is terrible.
You're terrible.
Worst acting ever. Ever.
So why was it terrible? Why'd you like it?
It was just hard to watch. It was hard to watch. Like,
God.
Yeah. I think I got. Paid
I don't know
to
why
watch
my
movie,
is on
I
was
list.
Like, I would say that was one of my favorite movie experiences because all of the people that I saw the movie with hated it, and I was like, "This movie is so great! It's a great adaptation of the love story."
Is it a great adaptation?
It was actually a very good adaptation, and they did it for.
And that means the book must be terrible.
The book is terrible. But what I thought was really great. For its market, and it's sad that it didn't do better because I thought that for the young adult market, it was perfect. Because the romance between the two main characters was very believable and had a lot of chemistry. And all of the ancillary characters are very interesting. The script was not great. But I had a great time watching that movie. Right. And I saw that movie the same day that I saw Stoker.
So you like that 20-minute montage of them reading that book?
Oh, I'm down.
Just for 20 minutes?
I'm down with all the monotony in that film. But what I thought
was
hilarious...
I think Stoker
was
the first time you and I talked.
Really?
I think
We've only been friends that long?
I think so.
It feels like forever.
Stoker was a while back.
But see, but those two movies played the same day. Stoker played in the morning, and then Beautiful Creatures with that
actor. Yeah, I didn't go to
the
same actor.
It was the same actor,
yeah.
And he played a rapist in Stoker and the love interest in Beautiful
and a rapist.
Creatures.
And I'd rather have him as a rapist.
Okay, last on the worst list.
I prefer him as a rapist.
The 15 millionth version of Romeo and Juliet.
Fuck
why was it
that
terrible?
Shit.
Why was it terrible?
It was like the character, like the actors had no idea what they were saying. Like they are.
Who was in it?
Haley Steinfeld,
and Douglas Booth,
and sadly, Paul Giamatti.
But he was the best part of that.
But he's like in every movie.
This year. Hated him.
Paul Giamatti is literally in every movie this year.
Literally, that movie was so bad that he was the
literally
best part of that film, and his adaptation
movie.
Of it was awful.
It was really bad. I didn't
it
see
was
it,
awful.
So
it was awful.
I only could watch like 10 minutes before I had to leave. I'm like,
yeah, that's what I wish I could have done. I wanted to walk out of Bullet to the Head. I got super close to walking out of Romeo and Juliet.
I did too.
I wanted to walk out of the
and
call.
I've never
the call was
out of the
definitely.
I walked out of Battle of the Year.
The call turns around though.
Battle
like
of the Year is a
call.
Dance movie with Sawyer from Lost.
They had two Joshes, Josh yeah. Peck
and
Josh. And
you had to judge a dance contest, right?
Yeah, I was there helping film one, and it was terrible.
So that is our worst list. Please let us know what
thought the worst movie was.
Yeah, what movie was excruciating cinematic experience?
Yeah.
Percy Jackson yes. 2.
So, but
the
next
host,
next week I think we'll be
awful.
Even nastier here because some of our best movies will make people
worse.
Angry.
Are there blurs movies?
So.
We'll see.
I'm putting Beautiful Creatures on that nonsense.
Man of Steel, Star Trek, and Oblivion.
All right, worst movies. Let us know. Facebook us.